I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Several Democrats in Congress, including House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, are calling for the resignation of the acting chairwoman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission. Nancy Nord has angered Democrats by opposing legislation that would make the CPSC's regulations more strict. This after 13 million toys were recalled in the last 2 months for toxic lead levels. And today there is more fodder on the front page of the Washington Post. Records show that Nancy Nord and her predecessor took nearly 30 trips in the last 5 years, paid for by the industries that the CPSC is supposed to regulate, those trips totaling nearly $60,000. Nancy Nord joins us to respond to those charges. Welcome to the program.
Well, I'm delighted to be able to join you, Melissa.
And I mentioned those huge numbers of toys that have been recalled for lead levels.
Mm-hmm.
Now we read in the Washington Post that the Toy Industry Association paid for you to go to Toy Fair in New York last year. Don't you think that shows, at the very least, an appearance of a conflict of interest?
Well, we have very strict regulations that govern travel. We go through a rather painstaking review by the Office of General Counsel before any trip is approved. And that process has been in place for 14 years, and that process was used with respect to all my travel. With respect to Toy Fair, this is an event that officials of the CPSC have gone to virtually every year since the agency has been in existence. So, frankly, going up to New York City to spend the day making speeches, meeting with importers of toys into this country, is something that I see as part of my job.
Sure, but then why not just have the CPSC pay for it itself if it's that important? Why turn to the industry that you're supposed to be regulating to foot the bill?
Because the Congress and the federal government have in place regulations that not only allow it, but in the case of the CPSC, specifically say that we can do that. What is of concern and what we look for is to make sure that there is no conflict of interest or no appearance of conflict of interest.
I want to talk to you about the legislation that we mentioned in the introduction. You have asked Congress not to pass this legislation. The legislation would more than double your agency's budget. It would increase your staff by about 20%, give you more powers. You sort of look at that and say, what's wrong with this picture? Why would you be opposing that?
Well, I welcome change. And in fact, I have proposed changes in our statutes. But we need constructive, workable changes. And frankly, I don't think that the bill before the Senate accomplished that goal. What I did, and what seems to have gotten me in so much trouble, is that I wrote a letter to the Senate Commerce Committee chairman. I indicated to him that there were things in there that were very useful, but there were things in that legislation that took us away from our core safety mission. I also indicated to him that the requirements in the legislation would end up imposing financial burdens on the agency well beyond what was available for us. I felt I had an obligation to bring that to his attention. And Melissa, candidly, if a public official cannot privately state their concerns to a member of Congress, that's wrong.
You didn't intend that letter to become public.
It was a letter from myself to Senators Pryor and Inouye and copied to the two senior Republicans.
Some of the provisions in that bill that you oppose would increase penalties on industry, would require greater transparency, and those are also the provisions that industry is opposing. I think people might look at that and say you are in their pocket.
What I'm concerned about is making sure that this agency can operate and do its job in the most effective way. With respect to penalties, I proposed increasing the penalties. In fact, what I proposed is what the House passed. With respect to disclosure of information, I have proposed reforms in that provision in our statute. However, I think it is absolutely imperative for us to be able to keep information confidential when we are in an investigation. But this bill goes well beyond product safety. It takes us into the realm of mediating disputes between employers and employers. It has us enforcing intellectual property rights. It has us accrediting testing labs. Good heavens, it's got a number of provisions in it that really take us, as I said, away from our core product safety mission.
Ms. Nord, you've heard the calls from some in Congress for you to resign. How do you respond to those?
I am doing my job. The concerns I raised are real concerns, and I would challenge Congress to look at them.
And would you continue to take trips that would be paid for by the industries that you're regulating, whether it's the toy industry or anyone else?
Until our travel policy is changed, I'm going to stick with our travel policy. However, I have, because this issue has been raised, I have gone back to the Office of Government Ethics and also to our Solicitor General and asked that they take a look at it. I think the bottom line here is that it is absolutely critical that this agency be out there talking to the regulated community, talking to the importers, making sure that they understand their obligations here.
Well, Nancy Nord, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Nancy Nord is acting chairwoman of the Consumer Product Safety Commission.